Dear Yubi, I'm a parent of two beautiful children. One is 2 and the other is 4 years old. I love them so much and would give my life for them, but I also find myself secretly not wanting them. I'm so exhausted. Sometimes I just want to feel like me again, unattached, being able to sleep in and go wherever I want to. And even when I try to take time alone, I find myself thinking about them. I feel awful for having these mixed emotions within me about my children. I'm supposed to love them and want them all of the time, aren't I? I feel like a horrible parent for having these thoughts and feelings. How do I resolve all of this within me? Sincerely, me. Welcome to Becoming Real, real affirmations for real situations. My name is Yubi, and I am your host. In my 20 years of experience working in education and mental health, I have heard countless stories of people feeling stuck in their reality. I was one of them. As a licensed clinical social worker and student and teacher of life, I have found a way to help bridge the gap from feeling stuck to being set free. In these episodes, I will model real affirmations for challenging situations to help alleviate the discomfort that arises from living a reality that is hard to own. If this story sounds familiar, I invite you to continue listening for words of comfort and hope as you learn how to realign yourself with your truth. Dearest you, I want you to know that you're not alone. I have heard this exact story from many parents. You know, being a parent isn't easy. Children don't come with a personalized instruction book. First-time parents are continuously learning how to do life with their child. There are so many unexpected experiences with these littles as they are learning more about themselves and the world that they live in. Over time, they will develop their own thoughts. They will learn how to experience their own emotions. And when you least expect it, your little will become their own person. That's not including juggling another little in the mix. Now you have 2 little lives to take care of until they become more independent. Not to mention that with all of these changes, you too have your own life to attend to and reclaim. You are no longer the person you once were, and the highs and lows of parenting will continue as life does. It sounds like there are 3 things that may help you alleviate the discomfort that you are feeling. First, what a lot of people don't realize is that it's okay to have more than one emotion occurring within us at once. And not just that, it's actually okay to have more than one opposing emotion occurring all at once. It's just your body's way of letting you know that you need to balance yourself out. Second, you were an individual before you became a parent. With this new change, you are now different. You have a new role, you have new emotional experiences that you're trying to navigate. So making the time to re-explore the new you is going to be so important during this time and really for the rest of your life because parenting doesn't end. Once you are a parent, you are always a parent. And finally, figuring out how to make time for self-care will be different for everyone. Everyone has different support systems, and then there are some that don't have any. Asking for help is something we all struggle with, especially if there are expectations that stay-at-home parents must do it alone. The reality is, we all need each other to some degree or another. Learning to accept that reality alone is a process that each one of us will learn at different times in our lives. I encourage you to get comfortable finding ways to receive help when it's offered or to ask for help, whether it's to watch the littles for a couple of hours of me time using available community resources such as your neighbors, family, friends, even parent groups can offer support. There is always an abundance of resources all around us, only that the resources may not look like what we expect. Expect to find solutions, even if they present themselves in the least expected way possible. But you will find them if that's what you're looking for. Here are some comforting words to experience with the hopes that they help you align more with your truth. I am struggling with having mixed emotions about my children, but I am learning that it is okay to have more than one emotion for my experience. Learning how to be a mother of two children who are dependent on me is hard work, and I am always learning something new every day. I feel exhausted with the amount of responsibilities that I currently have, and my desire to become unattached is my body's way of telling me that I need to make time just for me to refuel my energy. I am not a machine. I am a living, breathing being that needs support and replenishing in order to feel better during the day. I am learning how to feel okay asking for help and/or receiving help when it's offered. I am learning to be accepting of myself when I experience a combination of different emotions towards my children. I am learning that my body communicates with me when I am needing to find my balance again. I am learning how to find my balance with these ongoing demands of parenthood, and I know that I will get better as time goes by. Finding ways to own your truth, whatever that looks like, is the first step to healing. This is Yubi, and you are listening to Becoming Real, Real Affirmations for Real Situations. I hope these words provided you with the type of support and reassurance you need, free from judgment and more acceptance of what currently is. If you are wanting to learn more about the different ways you can reclaim your truth with your healing journey, check out my website, www.youbecominghealed.com, to explore a variety of self-paced online courses that I've created just for you. I hope that my words provided you with an experience of mental and emotional relief, even if it was just for a single moment. Because all we need is a single moment to start the momentum towards self-acceptance. Until next time.